news, weather, traffic, and talk for both sides of the bay. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
You made it, Friday edition of Mobile Mornings. I didn't think you had it in you, but you did. You stepped up and you made it. I'm proud of you. 84 for a high today since Dr. Bill. 72 right now. We'll check more with forecast from Dr. Bill in a second. Now let's check the ride in. Here's Kane with traffic.
Good morning, everyone. From the Pitts and Sons Towing and Recovery, traffic's in our accident-free condition so far this morning. Mobile Police Department, County, and State Troopers have told us no accidents in the roadways and a good ride from the Bayway and the Causeway all the way into the George Wallace and the Bankhead Tunnels. Stay at the newly transformed Grand Hotel in Point Clear, and you'll get the lowest rate of the summer. Stay on July 1st and 2nd at the $229 advance purchase rate. Go to grand1847.com for reservations. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect mostly cloudy skies today with scattered thunderstorms. Highs will be in the mid to upper 80s this afternoon. Tonight, a few thunderstorms, lows in the lower 70s. And tomorrow, scattered thunderstorms with highs in the upper 80s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
In Florida, there could be large reserves of energy off our shores. Safely exploring and developing natural gas and oil could boost our state economy and strengthen our national security. That's why military veterans from across the state are standing up for offshore energy exploration.
My name is James McCormick, a retired captain, U.S. Army, and I support offshore energy exploration. Many of our veterans are working in the safety field right now in oil and natural gas. We're talking about not just powering our homes, but we're talking about powering our entire national defense network that protects us all so that we can sleep at peace at night.
Veterans across Florida are standing up for offshore energy, standing up for stable, affordable energy for homes and businesses, harnessed safely with new technologies. Stand with our vets. Go to exploreoffshoreusa.org to learn more.
Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.
The news, weather, and traffic you need.
You need.
The talk you want.
You want.
And the sports you love.
You love.
This is FM Talk.
FM Talk
106.5.
106.5.
608 FM Talk 106.5. Mobile Mornings on this Friday. Glad you're here. Sean, Kelly, Dalton, Dr. Bill, Kane with traffic. And you, of course, text line, phone line, 343-0106. Get a full weather discussion with Dr. Bill. Look forward to the weekend into next week coming up at around 6:35. Right now, we'll check headlines. Here's Kelly Finley.
Sean, thank you. Good Friday morning. A fatal motorcycle accident here in Mobile has claimed the life of a teenager. Authorities confirmed the teen was killed Wednesday after he ran head-on into a truck. The victim is not being identified at this time, but we do know that he was a 17-year-old male riding a Kawasaki motorcycle on Glenwood Road in West Mobile. The 22-year-old driver of the truck has been identified as Brian McMahon. Both men are from Wilmer. The victim was pronounced dead shortly after the accident. Mobile Baykeeper is alerting you before you hop in the water this weekend for your recreational fun that the following sites have tested above the EPA recommended safe limit for swimming. Camp Beckwith, Camp Dixie, which is in Alberta. They're saying to please exercise caution when swimming or fishing in those areas. A second update is expected today. There is good news, though. The following sites have tested within the safe bacteria limit, and they include Escambia Avenue, Fairhope Public Beach, Key Avenue, Orange Street Pier Beach, Pirates Cove, Spanish Cove, and Volanta Avenue. You are encouraged to use caution at all sites, as of course this week's heavy rains may have impacted sites which have tested safe within the past 7 days. If you have questions, there's a swim guide program which keeps you in the know. Just go to mobilebaykeeper.org/swim. And then there's this. At Baldwin EMC 5 hours ago, they tweeted out the following message. An urgent request was issued to residents in Fort Morgan area. Please turn off AC units until after power comes back on. Major appliances all coming on at once is a huge load on our system. Of course, this is in reference to yesterday's storms, which knocked down trees across Baldwin County, including a tree that toppled over on a transmission line. Now, the area of Fort Morgan Road, that's where more than 6,000 customers lost power. Crews worked for hours to try to restore that power. Now, once the storm settled, we now know more than 11,000 customers lost power in the Gulf Shores and Fort Morgan area. Now, power is expected to come on back in stages, so if you don't have power yet, be patient. Baldwin EMC is thanking their members and guests for that exact patience. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Hello, this is Emily Tidwell, and I'm here to talk to you about my dad's business, Forklift Hunter. If you own a forklift or a fleet of forklifts and you're not doing business with Forklift Hunter, you're probably flushing money down the big dealer toilet. Sorry, Dad said that. Forklift Hunter offers service, parts, and sales. As always, the labor rates and parts prices are a lot less than the dealers, and you'll never see a trip charge, fuel surcharge, or hazmat fee. Give him a call and compare at 479-2270 or visit ForkliftHunter.com. Forklift Hunter will save you money.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. Two suspects in a crime spree across Florida, including a carjacking in Pensacola, are in custody. Leslie Proctor and Anastasia Conan have been on the run for 2 weeks. They allegedly carjacked a woman outside a library in Pensacola. On Wednesday, police say they crashed their car in Jackson, Mississippi, and ran off. Police found Conan injured in a ditch and took her to a hospital. Yesterday, they found Proctor and took him into custody. The two are wanted for robberies in Miami and also have warrants out in Arkansas, Iowa, and Illinois. A 20-year-old Robertsdale man remains in the Florida hospital after being rescued from the waters of Perdido Pass. An Orange Beach police officer is credited with saving that man and another in the rough waters of the pass earlier this week.
If you step off that sandbar, you're going to get sucked out.
Officer Jeremy Moats says the pass can be treacherous for swimmers. Passengers on an American Airlines flight were calling our newsroom after sitting on the tarmac at Mobile Regional Airport for an hour and a half last night because the airport had closed and there was no one to deboard the plane. A manager had to be called in from 2 hours away. The passengers finally got off the plane about 1:30 this morning. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
A little sunshine is nice, but too much is damaging. ProTint Window Tinting specializes in protecting you, your vehicles, homes, and businesses with premium installations of thermal and UV reduction ceramic films. Along with preventing sun damage, window tinting increases your privacy, provides a cool and comfortable interior, and is visually pleasing. When your dealer-installed tint fails, call ProTint. With a no-fault lifetime warranty on all jobs, ProTint has you covered. Call today, 802-1234. That's 802-1234. Take Dad to Dauphin Island for Father's Day weekend. There's fishing, food, fun, historic Fort Gaines, and white sandy beaches. And the West End Beach is now open. Friday night's free movie at the West End Beach is Coco, starring Anthony Gonzalez as Miguel. Snack vendors will be there. No glass, no pets, no grills. Bring yourself, your blankets, chairs, and your bug spray just in case. Make it a special weekend for the man in your life. Make it a Father's Day weekend on Dauphin Island, the sunset capital of Alabama.
You owe over $10,000 in back taxes. You've called every tax firm out there. They all say the same thing, making promises they never keep, and you're sick of it. What you really need is a new start on your back taxes. If you're faced with garnishments, levies, audits, or years of unfiled tax returns, we'll fight to get you the new start you deserve. Call 1-800-266-1432. Our New Start program will stop collection efforts, remove any liens the IRS has in place, and help you reduce your back taxes by as much as 80%. That's right, 80%. Don't wait until another tax season ends and another year of penalties and interest are added to your balance. If you owe at least $10,000 to the IRS and need a new start on your back taxes, call 1-800-266-1432. That's 1-800-266-1432. Let the professionals at Coast One Financial Group fight to get you the new start you deserve. Again, that's 1-800-266-1432.
Good morning. It's a quarter after six on FM Talk 106.5. It's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. Well, the first round of the U.S. Open at Shinnecock Hills is over, and so far the course is winning by a score of 151-5. Only five players out of 156 golfers are at even par or better after one day of carnage. With a lengthened course, tight fairways, and brutal wind conditions, the average score in round one was 76.5. That's 6.5 over par. Scott Gregory shot a 92, which is 22 over par. Sounds like something I'd shoot out there on the
22
weekend.
22 over par.
That's the worst round of the U.S. Open since 2002.
Wow.
There are four players tied for the lead at one under par. Number one ranked Dustin Johnson, Ian Poulter, Russell Henley, and Scott Piercy. Former Auburn Tiger Jason Duffner is right behind that crew at even par. Here's Dustin Johnson after finishing his round.
I felt like the USGA did a great job with the setup. I felt like it was fair. It was hard, but it was fair. It wasn't anything tricky or, unreasonable by any means.
Tiger Woods began his day with a triple bogey and played relatively well the rest of the front nine, but finished at 8 over par after a bogey and 2 double bogeys on the back nine.
It's frustrating because I hit the ball. I'm hitting it well. In the last, I think, 4 tournaments, I have not putted well. And so if I can putt like I did at the beginning of the year, we got something. I just haven't done that.
Jordan Spieth is also 8 over par. That's the lowest score in a major round in his career. Rory McIlroy shot 10 over par in round one, and Phil Mickelson shot 7 over. Players began teeing off for round two at 5:45 this morning. Tiger Woods, Dustin Johnson, and Justin Thomas tee off from tee number 10 at 7:02 this morning, while Phil Mickelson, Jordan Spieth, and Rory McIlroy are back on the course at 12:47. Round two airs beginning at 9 this morning on Fox Sports 1 and switches over to the main Fox channel at 3:30. This afternoon. In the first match of the 2018 FIFA World Cup, the host team Russia crushed Saudi Arabia 5-0 on Thursday. Denis Cheryshev led the home team with 2 goals. Today there are 3 matches on the schedule. At 7 this morning, Egypt will take on Uruguay in the Egyptians' first World Cup game since 1990. At 10 a.m., Morocco will face Iran. And at 1 this afternoon, Cristiano Ronaldo and Portugal will play against his Real Madrid teammate Sergio Ramos and 10th-ranked Spain. In the minor leagues, the Mobile Bay Bears lost to the Pensacola Blue Wahoos 4-2 on Thursday night in Pensacola. The Blue Wahoos scored all 4 of their runs in the first 2 innings of the game. Connor Justice and Brendan Sanger scored in the 8th inning for the Bay Bears, but Mobile was unable to complete the comeback. Tonight, Mobile and Pensacola will play the 3rd game of their 5-game series in Pensacola. First pitch is set for 6:35 p.m. In some MLB scores from Thursday, San Francisco beat Miami 6-3 in 16 innings. Atlanta beat San Diego 4-2. David Price led the Boston Red Sox past Seattle 2-1. Houston won their 8th game in a row 7-3 over Oakland. And the New York Yankees beat Tampa Bay 4-3. Just over 1 year after 4 people were shot at a Republican team practice for the annual congressional baseball game, Democrat and Republican members of Congress were back at Nationals Park on Thursday night for the 57th playing of the game. House Majority Whip Steve Scalise was among those shot last April. He suffered life-threatening injuries that day and has had many surgeries and a grueling rehab since. Scalise still walks with crutches but started at second base for the GOP.
I still need 2 crutches to really move around. Don't quite have the balance to be able to, to move at a good pace.
Here's ESPN's John Anderson calling the first play of the game after the congressional baseball game last night.
He went from Capitol Hill to second base at Nationals Park tonight. The majority whip bats, throws, votes right. First batter of the game, there's Scalise. He's still walking some with a cane, but went out there without it here. And look at that, grounder right at him. Fields it cleanly, makes the throw, and then he just got mobbed by everybody like he clinched a pennant. GOPO, grand old putout right there. Look at him, I still got it. Scalise also participated in the congressional blood drive earlier Thursday, donating a pint and revealing it took 20 pints to help save his life last year.
So cool. Wow. And it worked out perfectly.
You see him out there. You see some of the video where he was had the crutches and went out there. So, yeah, it was pretty inspiring.
And after he got that ground ball and threw him out at first, he had a tough time even getting up from the ground. When he threw the ball, he went to the ground and had a tough time getting back to his feet. Very inspiring.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, the rest of the night apparently did not go so well for the GOP squad. The Democrat team ended up winning 21-5.
And there's no secret that was coming. If you go back and listen to our number one podcast of Midday Mobile yesterday, we talked to AL5's Congressman Mo Brooks, who was on first base last night. And in no uncertain terms, he said, doesn't look so good for us going into the game, but he said we're going to play it anyway.
Yeah, they're recruiting for midterms,
that's
I think is what he said. 620 now on FM Talk 106.5, and that's a look at sports on Mobile Mornings.
Old Time Feed understands what it takes to make that seed, plant, and animals grow to be strong and healthy. They have all the tools and materials you need to make your lawn, garden, and pets the very best they can be. Old Time Feed, still in Fairhope on Greeno Road, where they're always happy to see you.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect mostly cloudy skies today with scattered thunderstorms. Highs will be in the mid to upper 80s this afternoon. Tonight, a few thunderstorms, lows in the lower 70s. And tomorrow, scattered thunderstorms with highs in the upper 80s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
You finally started to think seriously about retirement. Listen to the Retirement Peace Roadmap radio show for the latest on retirement, tax, and legacy planning. Sunday afternoon at 2, here on FM Talk 106.5.
The radio show voted most likely to draw a targeting penalty.
Right now, you officially qualify, I can't believe I'm saying, as one of the dumbest callers we've ever had.
You're a lying piece of crap. You are a loser.
The Paul Feinbaum Show on FM Talk 106.5. The enemy is everywhere. The fight is never ending. And yet, you must continue the battle against dirt. Now, there's an ally in the war to have a clean home. Sunday afternoon at 3, FM Talk 106.5 will be Talking Dirty with David Lord. Brought to you by A&A Vacuum Mart. You'll get all the ammo you need to win the fight against dirt. Information on vacuum cleaner systems, tips and tools to make your job easier. Join us for Talking Dirty with David Lord, Sunday afternoon at 3 on FM Talk 106.5.
Good morning, everyone. From the Pitts and Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, some isolated showers in Baldwin County this morning, but no problems across the Bayway and the Causeway. And for now, Mobile Police Department, County, and State Troopers are telling us accident-free conditions. A good ride out towards Tillman's Corner and Theodore and across the Bayway. Market in the Park is back again this Saturday from 7:30 to morning till noon. Stop by Cathedral Square to get locally produced fruits, veggies, plants, and flowers. They'll have soaps, lotions, eggs, and baked goods. Get all the details at specialeventsmobile.org. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
622 FM Talk 106.5, and time to check headlines. Here's Kelly Finley.
Thank you, Sean. A 20-year-old accused in the shooting death of a single mother was denied youthful offender status Thursday in court. All right, so we're talking about 20-year-old Harold Wallace Jr. He's charged with capital murder and the death of 22-year-old Tamara White. Had he achieved that youthful offender status, and that would have removed him from the possibility of the death penalty. So this all happened in March of 2017. The young lady was hit by a bullet while waiting in the parking lot of the McDonald's in Spring Hill. Judge John Lockett heard the case and denied Wallace's request for youthful offender status. So once that request was denied, Wallace then pleaded not guilty to capital murder. The next date coming up from a court standpoint will be July 25th. All parties will meet, and then they will decide how they will be able to move closer to a trial date. You know what? You're invited to celebrate this weekend, Sean and Dalton.
Okay, good.
And all of our friends. The soon-to-be coming-to-our-area canoe and kayak trail offering access to the Mobile Tensaw Delta will begin in Africatown. They're going to talk about the launching facility in the park, which will be built under the Cochrane Africatown Bridge. So the public is invited. This is Saturday from 3 to 6 p.m. beneath the west end of the bridge. The celebration includes food, music, storytelling, a drum circle, and dancing. The Africatown Connections Blue Way Project has been 2 years in the making. And this is a partnership of a lot of major biggies, as they would say, National Park Service and community groups within Africatown. Blue Way Project will connect the historic Africatown community and the city of Mobile with Africatown USA State Park in Pritchard. So the trial includes parts of Chickasaw Creek, the Mobile River, and the Three Mile Creek. So basically, we're going to get more families back to enjoying the waterway, because that now there'll be new launch areas that you can put your canoe in or your kayak, something I got to do this week. A lot of fun. The announcement of the Blue Way Project is, of course, coming on the heels of the $3.58 million grant to the Africatown Community Development Corporation from BP Oil Spill Fund. So that's this weekend. You can look forward to seeing more about the designs about the beach, the public fishing pier, and a plaza coming very soon. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
All right, couple things. Number one, you said there'll be storytelling.
Yes.
And there are going to be people probably present that are fishermen, fisherwomen.
Oh,
that are there.
They're not telling tales.
Would you get that? So, story, I'll tell you right now. You go there by that third span on the railroad trestle.
Three to six Saturday.
Yes, and you're going to catch. I caught one time. There'll be that kind of storytelling. Also, actually, side note, talking about the fishing pier there, that is not to give up any kind of huge information. I don't think that's a great place. I've been fishing out of the boat right there where Chickasbogue empties into the Mobile River. That's a good spot. And yeah, I enjoyed your video as you went on the canoe paddle. Y'all were in 1 mile?
So we were 1 mile and 3 mile creek. Okay. I recommended, being a newbie, that they put up some signage like you're on the freeway.
Yeah. You know? Turn here. This is 1 mile creek. This is, yeah, but hey, that's fair. Right. You know, unless people use their phone or a GPS.
Did you see those little baby blue heron?
Yeah, and I saw the baby alligator, the cute little baby.
Oh my gosh.
You know, that's a cute
atmosphere. He was very cute from a distance. And then I said, oh, I want to get a good picture. And my husband, he allowed us to coast. I said, okay, I got the picture. He goes, no, you need to get closer. It almost,
right.
Canoe trip almost changed. I was like, get up too close.
No, a great still picture, great video of the alligator there. So, yeah, that's all up on your Facebook page.
Yeah, it is. And I'll post some more on Instagram and Twitter. Thank you for that. But I do want to say, it gives me a new appreciation. I think that it's easy to think everything is about the buildings and the expressway and the roads and the this and that.
Yeah, there's something else going on around here.
Beautiful. And stop trashing it, though.
That's what I was going to get to. So you got to see the stuff that drives me berserk. When I go on my rants about people throwing their junk in the water.
Yeah.
You know,
because it all has to go down to a place.
Right, and then you get to places like 3 mile and 1 mile, and then get down to the Mobile River, and you see these, these masses of floating trash there, and it's not good. It's you have some really pretty areas, and to me, that vision of them is spoiled by what you can see, and unfortunately, there's a whole bunch of things you can't see in the water.
Yes.
Think about the cups and wrappers. Those are all visual representations of the things you can't see in the water. So when I go on my rants about the sewage overflows or different chemicals getting in the water, or those things, it's, you know, this water is key to why we're here. The water is why Mobile's here. Quit junking stuff up.
And we passed by. I said, did someone just drop that cooler? Or what about those 18 wheeler trucks, tires?
Yeah. Well, somebody's done with it. They're going to throw it. The same thing happens to us in the country. You get, God forbid, you have the end of a road somewhere that, you know, people can't physically take their trash for their spot. They're going to come dump it on your property. You know, it is. It is disrespectful. And I'm glad you showed the video of it. Maybe more people get an eye opener to that and put it in the trash can.
Don't be a litter bug.
There you go. We need to bring back the litter bug. All right.
Back in the day.
Yeah, 627. Dr. Bill's on the way next.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. A boater missing on the Tom Bigby River. The Coast Guard confirms the man was thrown overboard when his boat hit something in the river. This happened near McIntosh off Highway 43 near the Olin Chemical Plant. The Coast Guard and local agencies are searching by water and air. Pensacola police described a man wanted for a deadly hit and run as public enemy number one. Investigators believe Marquise Wallace was driving a white Dodge Challenger that hit three people on West Cervantes Street last week. Two of the victims died, including an eight-month-old baby. According to authorities, Wallace was driving 94 miles per hour in a 35-mile-per-hour zone. There's a $3,000 reward in that case. A mother of five is being treated for a possible case of Vibrio vulnificus after a trip to Mobile Bay. Brittany Hallman is out of the hospital. Hallman and her family were at Fairhope Municipal Beach. She chased after her two-year-old who ran into the water.
My foot was extremely swollen, double the size that it normally would be.
She's being treated for the flesh-eating bacteria that thrives in brackish water. The Baldwin County Health Department has confirmed two cases of Vibrio this summer. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
My friend Sid Sexton from Sexton Lawn and Landscape back in the studio, and you're always keeping abreast of what's brand new, and you're offering it to us right here in Mobile and Baldwin Counties. Liquid aeration? Tell me about this.
We're using a couple of different products, liquid aeration and liquid organics, and we've been experimenting with it for a few years, some of it on your yard, some of it on mine.
Yep.
It's just some products that we're really happy with the results. We really think it's going to be beneficial to your lawn and most lawns around here. And liquid aeration simply just clumps fine soil particles together, creating microchannels for water, air, and roots to work within. It also creates little pockets for beneficial bacteria. bacteria to populate. And then we throw in liquid organics, and it's like beneficial bacteria, like you would eat yogurt. It essentially is that for your soil.
So you're making healthier soil to make healthier grass.
Yeah, building better grass from the ground up.
That's what they do at Sexton Lawn and Landscape. So somebody wants to get this done at their place, how do they get in touch with you?
Find us online, sextonlandscapes.com. We're all over social media, Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. Or just give us a call, 626-3309.
This year, let the Carrot Patch Jewelers help you start the rest of your life together with the perfect diamond that will capture her love. At the Carrot Patch Jeweler, our expert staff will guide you through our stunning selection of engagement rings and wedding sets, sure to make her passion last a lifetime, a passion that intensifies with every stare. If you can't find the perfect ring, we'll custom design one exactly for you. Pinebrook Shopping Center at CarrotPatchMobile.com. When you find your perfect match, come see us at the Carrot Patch.
Important notice, if your property was hit by a hail or windstorm, call Mobile Roofing now, 251-888-0301. Hail and wind can damage your roof, and you need Mobile Roofing to physically inspect it. Mobile Roofing has trained and experienced personnel who can identify actual hail and wind damage. Mobile Roofing will inspect your roof for hail and wind damage and provide you a complete free report so you'll have the information to make the right decision. Don't wait. Call right now, 251-888-0301. 251-888-0301.
The Inspector General's report on how the FBI investigated Hillary Clinton's email server contains much criticism around the way former Director James Comey wrapped up the probe, including his surprise press conference in July 2016.
The IG said Comey broke FBI policies by not telling then-Attorney General Loretta Lynch about his planned announcement.
Correspondent Jessica Schneider. Pushback against President Trump's tariffs may mean a trade war is imminent.
The U.S. gearing up for another trade war, this time with China. The White House is expected today to release a list of about 900 products, imports from China, that'll face costly U.S. tariffs of as much as 25%. And China has already said it'll retaliate.
Correspondent Tom Busby. The National Weather Service says two destructive tornadoes that touched down in Pennsylvania Wednesday night were classified as EF2, meaning they had top wind speeds of between 111 and 135 miles per hour. I'm Evan Haining.
Your Money Now brought to you by local UBS financial advisor Drew Wing. Advice you can trust starts with a conversation. Call Drew Wing today, 510-0748. UBS Financial Services, member SIPC.
I'm Jennifer Kishinko with Your Money Now. The Fed has set limits aimed at addressing one of the leading causes of the 2008 financial crisis, the buildup of loans extended by one bank to another among the biggest Wall Street institutions. The Fed unveiled a new rule yesterday that caps a big bank's credit exposure to another bank. The rule is close to a proposal the central bank floated 2 years ago, but it made revisions for the credit limits to be tailored to the size of the bank. Panasonic expects to more than triple its cobalt consumption in 5 years' time, even as the company aims to develop cobalt-free auto batteries in the near future. Panasonic is the exclusive battery cell supplier for all new Tesla vehicles, including the mass-market Model 3 electric car. Sources say cobalt-free batteries are many years away. A New York regulator is threatening to revoke its approval of Charter Communications' takeover of Time Warner Cable, saying Charter had failed to hit goals for expanding broadband service that were a condition of the deal. On Wall Street, futures broadly lower. That's Your Money Now.
Get to Lumber Liquidators Yellow Tag Clearance Sale and get the latest flooring styles for less. Look for the yellow tags at your local store and save up to 40%. Get $1 off per square foot or more on all Bellawood hardwood, like classic Brazilian cherry. Save 10% on all Morningstar and Supreme Bamboo. Get all laminate on sale up to 36% off, plus waterproof floors from 59 cents. Stackout deals and more at your local store, plus special financing. Look for the yellow tag clearance deals at your local Lumber Liquidators today.
Stocks are soaring, and construction spending across America has been on the rise. If you've been waiting to build, the time is now. Whether you want to expand your business or you want to build a new garage, call General Steel today. Our metal buildings are custom designed for your needs. For example, a 40 by 60 is a great space for an auto shop or a three-car garage. And if you call General Steel today, it's on sale now for under $25,000. Call 866-95-STEEL. 866-95-STEEL. That's 866-957-8335.
You've been through a lot lately, an unforgiving economy that's impacted you both financially and emotionally. At UBS, we understand how you feel, UBS financial advisor Drew Wing can tap into the global resources of UBS and advise you on how to invest in the market while protecting your principal with FDIC insurance. And while Drew has a unique global perspective, he also has a local presence right here in Mobile. You can count on Drew to give you the face-to-face attention you deserve, answer your questions, provide clear direction, and offer advice that's relevant and trustworthy. Global perspective, local presence, protection. Call UBS financial advisor Drew Wing at 251-510-0748. Advice you can trust starts with a conversation. So call 251-510-0748 today. $200,000 minimum account balance. UBS Financial Services, member SIPC.
Now weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
At 635 FM Talk 1065. Good morning, Dr. Bill.
Good morning, Sean.
Watching thunderstorms out there to our north this morning, and also watching yesterday afternoon, I was talking to you during the news break about that cyclical motion. It looked like those thunderstorms were tracking in yesterday. Talk more about this.
Yeah, we've got a low-pressure area in the upper atmosphere, so there's counterclockwise motion. And so we're seeing those thunderstorms just kind of move around that low-pressure area or develop right under it. And the fact that it's right here on the Central Gulf Coast means that we're going to see scattered to numerous thunderstorms today. And they'll build up as we progress through the morning hours, but we've already had quite a few thunderstorms, especially to the north of us, actually developed during the night. And that's definitely not a normal pattern that we see. The general pattern of the summer is to see the thunderstorms offshore during the night, and then they develop over the land in the afternoon. But anyway, we're going to see quite a few showers and thunderstorms develop today. If you didn't get any rain yesterday, you got a good chance to get some today. The high today will stay in the 80s because of the cloud cover and the rain. As for tonight, the shower activity and thunderstorm activity will taper off a bit tonight. And we'll see a low in the low 70s. And then tomorrow, that low will still be over us. And again, showers and thunderstorms for tomorrow, with temperatures getting into the upper 80s. Now, the low will gradually dissipate as we get late in the day tomorrow and tomorrow night. And then on Sunday, the pattern will be a little more like we'd expect, partly cloudy skies with afternoon thunderstorms and a high in the upper 80s. And then on Monday, high pressure will build over our area, and we'll see temperatures up around 90 to 92 with just a few afternoon thunderstorms. So it looks like pretty wet forecast then for today and tomorrow. It looks a little better for Sunday.
All right, Dr. Bill. Also, what are you watching in the tropics, if anything?
Yeah, still we have that area of disturbed weather over the Western Caribbean and also over Yucatan. We still expect all that mass of showers and thunderstorms to move into the Southwest Gulf where a low may form. No problem for us. All of that should move into South Texas or into the northern portion of Mexico.
All right, Dr. Bill, we'll check back soon for the weekend weather scale.
I'll be ready.
Staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams, keep up with the tropical weather all season long with a man that's got the PhD in it, Dr. Bill Williams. Hey, I had the story the other day about interest rates going up. Of course, the Fed moving the interest rate higher. That means it's cost more to borrow money from bank to bank, from us to bank, from you to your credit card. Yeah, what are you paying right now in interest rates? Most likely that's going up. Why don't you do this? Why don't you go ahead today and lock in a rate here? Why don't you save money with a credit card consolidation loan from LightStream? LightStream rewards consumers who have good credit with great interest rates and no fees. Get a credit card consolidation loan from 5.49% APR with AutoPay. Compare that next to, what am I seeing, 18, 19% out there, 22% out there? You could save thousands of dollars in interest and your application 100% online. Even get your money as soon as today. Y'all can get the additional interest rate discount on top of LightStream's already low rates when you go to LightStream.com/Sullivan. My last name, Sullivan. LightStream.com/Sullivan. Subject to credit approval, rate includes a 0.50% auto pay discount, available only when you select auto pay prior to loan funding. Terms and conditions apply, and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit LightStream.com for important information about limits on LightStream loans and same day funding. All right, 640 FM Talk 1065. Let's check the ride in. Here's Kane with traffic.
Good morning, everyone. For the SpringHillToyota.com traffic center, we do have showers in Baldwin County, also near the downtown area. But for now, accident-free conditions continue across the Bayway and the Causeway, George Wallace, the Bankhead Tunnels. From Dolphin Island Parkway all the way to Rangeline, it's a good ride. The 65 split and heading northbound from Dolphin, Moffitt, and Spring Hill, you won't find any delays. If your family's like mine, your kids and pets will make the occasional messes. And Abama Flooring on Highway 59 in Summerdale, they have all the flooring that can handle our everyday disasters. See what they offer online at BamaFlooring.com. And I'm Kane with the FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
A fine Cabernet is a drink, but not all drinks are a fine wine. A luxury sedan is a car, but not all cars are luxury sedans. There are books of literature, but not all books are literature. Legacy Oaks at Spring Hill is an apartment home community, but most apartment homes are not Legacy Oaks. See the difference for yourself at Legacy Oaks, located in the heart of Spring Hill. Secluded, yet convenient to so much. A community that will change how you view apartment homes in Mobile. Great design, spacious floor plan, attached garage, large eat-in kitchen, plus roomy bathrooms featuring jacuzzi tubs. All inside a large gated campus in the middle of Mobile, complete with amenities like pool, fitness facility, clubhouse, outdoor entertainment area, and lots of green space. Close to shopping, dining, and just minutes from I-65. 1, 2, and 3 bedrooms are available now. Take an online tour at LegacyOaksApartmentHomes.com or see them in person at the corner of DeRue and College just off Dauphin Street in Mobile. Father's Day is on the way. Give Dad a style upgrade from D&K. Designer suits by Ralph Lauren, Michael Kors, and more are buy one, get one half off. Slim fit, modern fit, and traditional fit suits start as low as $2 for $200. Is it hard to shop for your pop? Get him a gift card and let him do the choosing. Planning a summer wedding? D&K is your formal wear headquarters with loads of options for purchase and rentals starting from $69.95. For the largest selection and best service, shop D&K on the Beltline today. 665-7350.
This is FM Talk 106.5. Like what you're hearing? Well, there are thousands of other Gulf Coast listeners who like it too. Why not put us to work to make those local residents your customers? FM Talk 106.5 will reach them efficiently and effectively. This is Celeste Holland. Together, we can design an advertising campaign that will increase your business, even in this rough economy. Give me a call at 251-344-1065, extension 16, and let's discuss how FM Talk 106.5 will help boost your business.
642 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. Time to check headlines. Here's Kelly Finley.
Thank you, Sean. So the question this morning is how to make Pritchard and residents who live there and businesses there feel safe. The question prompted by FBI data, which has confirmed that in 2016, they identify Pritchard as one of the most dangerous cities in Alabama, where being a victim of crime is about 1 in 14. That is why multiple law enforcement agencies were in Pritchard on Thursday discussing a new initiative that would help state, county, city, and other local resources to be able to work together to help bring these crime stats down. Pritchard Mayor Jimmy Gardner says, "I can tell you they are here to assist with the city in making it stronger, making you feel safe, and allowing you to have that kind of life that you desire and deserve." Here's another quote from the United States Attorney for the Southern District of Alabama, Richard Moore. He says, "The model we're using in our strategic plan is the same being used across the United States. This is in two parts. One is the operational part. The other part is preparing the community. They will see more of us as citizens. We're interested in something sustainable, not just a raid. We want a better Pritchard going forward. Year after year, we're all committed to do that." That's always great news when you know that your city is getting additional resources to help businesses and people, families feel safe. Mobile District Attorney Ashley Rich says that she has wanted to make this community better than it is now, so victims of crime get the justice that they deserve. Pritchard is a great community. It's a community that we all want to help. Now, not many details are being released as to how they're going to make this happen.
Yeah, that's what I heard yesterday. We're going to have J.B. Buono from News 5. Mm-hmm. He called me at the end of yesterday's midday show, and I didn't have time to get him on. I think he's coming on today because, I mean, this is just a journalist perspective, not even a commentator. He just said, man, there were like no facts.
The only thing that they are confirming that there will be an increase in patrols across the city, that's expected, but there's no time frame that's been given. But
maybe they're keeping it secret. Maybe they're holding, you know, their cards. But if you're going to call a big press conference and say you're going to,
tell me something.
We all want that to happen. So how you going to do it? Just saying, hey, we going to do it is not the
right.
whole thing.
But I think to the citizens who live there and those who have businesses there, at least you know some. There's a light at the end of the tunnel.
Let's hope, and it's not a train.
Well, see, we. Two different sides of the coin on this. That is very true. Okay, coming soon, new Medicare cards for Alabama residents. The Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services are set to distribute the cards in the next 30 days or so. Center says it can take up to a month after they are mailed before you receive your new card. So these new cards will be very unique. So they're getting rid of having your Social Security number on your card, but all of your benefits and all of your coverage will remain the same. The new Medicare numbers are a unique combination of 11 randomly assigned numbers and letters, which are called an MBI, which is a Medicare beneficiary identifier. So the new numbers use digits 0 to 9. The card changes are in an effort to prevent identity theft, which have been associated with the old cards. So you don't need to do anything new. Once you receive your new card, just start using it, and there are no costs associated with the new card. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Any word if you can get them logoed up with the picture of your choice, like the college of your choice, or a kitten, or a giraffe, or something?
I think you need to be on that committee, the ideas committee.
These are just ideas.
Well, the letters S, L, O, I, B, and Z will never be used.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Well,
why? That kind of spells slobs.
Oh, there's that. Yeah, there's that part. Yeah. All right, 6:45. Be right back.
Welcome to Professional Collision. How can I...
So my baby here's got dings all over the place, and I need her to look real good. Like, real good. You know what I'm saying? Like, real good. And I need her before this weekend, and I'm not made of money. And are you listening to me?
It's okay, sir. We got this.
From the moment you bring your car into Professional Collision, you're in good hands. Our certified expert technicians will be completely transparent through the whole repair process, and will never give you the runaround. Bring your car to any of our 7 locations along the Gulf Coast. Visit us online to find out more.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. Two suspects in a crime spree across Florida, including a carjacking in Pensacola, are in custody. Leslie Proctor and Anastasia Conan have been on the run for 2 weeks. They allegedly carjacked a woman outside a library in Pensacola. On Wednesday, police say they crashed their car in Jackson, Mississippi, and ran off. Police found Conan injured in a ditch and took her to a hospital. Yesterday, they found Proctor and took him into custody. The two are wanted for robberies in Miami and also have warrants out in Arkansas, Iowa, and Illinois. A 20-year-old Robertsdale man remains in the Florida hospital after being rescued from the waters of Perdido Pass. An Orange Beach police officer is credited with saving that man and another in the rough waters of the pass earlier this week.
If you step off that sandbar, you're going to get sucked out.
Officer Jeremy Moats says the pass can be treacherous for swimmers. Passengers on an American Airlines flight were calling our newsroom after sitting on the tarmac at Mobile Regional Airport for an hour and a half last night because the airport had closed and there was no one to deboard the plane. A manager had to be called in from 2 hours away. The passengers finally got off the plane about 1:30 this morning. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
Radio station contests are everywhere, but some are better than others. Now through Tuesday, register at the Carrot Pets Jewelers in the Pine Brook Shopping Center on Airport Boulevard. You could win a $50 qualifying prize, plus a 1 in 5 chance of winning the grand prize, including a Reactor Valkyrie stainless steel men's watch from the Carrot Patch, as well as Adirondack chairs and table from Old Time Feed, chicken tenders for you and your friends from Goldfingers, an inshore fishing charter from Gray Gulf Charters, a 2-week 4-seat cart rental from the Cart Doctor, and a Liberty Fat Boy Junior safe from Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, a grand prize showcase valued at nearly $5,500. Details at fmtalk1065.com and our Facebook, Local Business, Local Winners, from your local hometown radio station. And it all starts now at the Carrot Patch Jewelers in the Pine Brook Shopping Center on Airport Boulevard. Register now through Tuesday in the Summer Better Than Others contest from FM Talk 106.5.
Good morning, 6:48 here on FM Talk 106.5. It's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe. Well, first round of the U.S. Open at Shinnecock Hills is over.
Mm-hmm.
So far, the course is winning by a score of 151-5.
Okay.
Only 5 players out of 156 golfers that teed it up yesterday are at even par or better after one day of carnage with a lengthened course tight fairways
Cartage.
And brutal wind conditions. 20 to 30, sometimes over 30 mile an hour wind. The average score in round one was 76.5. That's 6.5 over par. Scott Gregory shot it. He would have been happy with a 76. He shot a 92. That's 22 over par, the worst round at a U.S. Open since 2002. There are four players tied for the lead at one under par. Number one ranked Dustin Johnson, Ian Poulter, Russell Henley, and Scott Piercy. Former Auburn Tiger Jason Duffner is right behind that crew at even par. Here's Dustin Johnson after finishing his round.
I felt like the USGA did a great job with the setup. I felt like it was fair. It was hard, but it was fair. It wasn't anything tricky or unreasonable by any means.
Tiger Woods began his day with a triple bogey, not how you want to start it, and he played relatively well the rest of the front nine, but finished at 8 over par after a bogey and two double bogeys on the back nine.
It's frustrating because I hit the ball, I'm hitting it well. In the last, I think, four tournaments, I have not putted well. And so if I can putt like I did at the beginning of the year, we got something. I just haven't done that.
Jordan Spieth joins Woods at 8 over par. That's the lowest score in a major round in Spieth's career. Rory McIlroy shot 10 over par in round 1, and Phil Mickelson shot 7 over. Players began teeing off for round 2 at 5:45 this morning. It'll air on TV at 9 this morning on Fox Sports 1. Switches over to the main Fox channel at 3:30 this afternoon. In the first match of the 2018 FIFA World Cup, the host team Russia crushed Saudi Arabia 5-0 on Thursday. Denis Cheryshev led the home team with two goals. Today there are three matches on the schedule. At 7 this morning, Egypt will take on Uruguay in the Egyptians' first World Cup game since 1990. Then at 10 a.m., Morocco will face Iran. And at 1 this afternoon, Cristiano Ronaldo in Portugal will play against his Real Madrid teammate Sergio Ramos and 10th-ranked Spain. In the minor leagues, the Mobile Bay Bears lost to the Pensacola Blue Wahoos 4-2 on Thursday night in Pensacola. Tonight, they play the third game of their five-game series. First pitch set for 6:35 p.m. Just over 1 year after four people were shot at a Republican team practice for the annual congressional baseball game, Democrat and Republican members of Congress were back at Nationals Park on Thursday night for the 57th playing of the game. House Majority Whip Steve Scalise was among those shot last April. He suffered life-threatening injuries that day and has had many surgeries and a grueling rehab since then. Scalise still walks with crutches but started at second base for the GOP.
I still need two crutches to really move around. Don't quite have the balance to be able to, to move at a good pace.
And this is great. Here's ESPN's John Anderson calling the very first play of that congressional baseball game.
He went from Capitol Hill to second base at Nationals Park tonight. The majority whip bats, throws, votes right. First batter of the game, there's Scalise. He's still walking some with a cane, but went out there without it here. Look at that, grounder right at him. Fields it cleanly, makes the throw, and then he just got mobbed by everybody like he clinched a pennant. GOPO, grand old putout right there. Look at him, I still got it. Scalise also participated in the congressional blood drive earlier Thursday, donating a pint and revealing it took 20 pints to help save his life last year.
Wow. Yeah, so inspiring there. The rest of the night did not go so well for the GOP squad. Democrat team ended up winning the game 21-5. 6:52 now, and that's the Mobile Morning Sports Report brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe, home of the famous Butch Burger. Head over to Butch Cassidy's at the corner of North Florida Street and Old Shell Road.
In the Old West, things were settled the old-fashioned way. A duel, just one-on-one. At Butch Cassidy's, we believe it should be that way again. Just you and our soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. Piled high with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, and pickles. Or just the way you like it. It's time for a showdown. Butch Cassidy's, Old Shell in North Florida Street.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect mostly cloudy skies today with scattered thunderstorms. Highs will be in the mid to upper 80s this afternoon. Tonight, a few thunderstorms, lows in the lower 70s. And tomorrow, scattered thunderstorms with highs in the upper 80s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 1065.
FM Talk 1065, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Are you worried about your retirement, losing money in the stock market, and low interest rates? Listen to Safe Investing in the New Economy, brought to you by Safe Harbor Financial Services, LLC in Daphne. Sundays from 4 until 5 p.m. on FM Talk 1065.
From the SpringHillToyota.com traffic center, the few accidents we've had have been moved out of the roadways pretty quick. A good ride downtown eastbound I-10. Already seeing delays from Texas Street heading to the George Wallace Tunnel, but traffic is moving. Again, we've got some showers near the Rayburn exit, northbound 65 on exit 37, and through Baldwin County, but no new wrecks in the roadways. At Spring Hill Toyota at 3062 Government Boulevard in Mobile, they offer the Spring Hill Advantage, your trade-in value and out-the-door pricing in 30 minutes or less. See their inventory at SpringHillToyota.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 1065 traffic.
Hey, thank you, Kane. 6:54. Time to check headlines. Here's Kelly Finley.
Thank you, Sean. I know this music that means quickly, right?
That's the staccato-like, yes, staccato music. Yes.
All right, I'll hit you with one headline, and then maybe we can continue our discussion about that press conference that...
The one yesterday in Pritchard?
Yes.
Yeah, okay, yes.
Okay, because sure. I think people love to hear our inside thoughts. All right, real quickly, before you have breakfast, you may want to put that cereal down. If you were planning on having a Honey Smack cereal... Kellogg's has issued a recall because of potential salmonella concerns. Ugh. Packages in question are the 15.3-ounce and the 23-ounce boxes of Honey Smack cereal with a best-if-used-by date June 14th, 2018 through June 14th, 2019. I didn't realize cereal could have a one-year shelf. Okay.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Oh, I eat it too quickly.
Yeah, me too. Stuff that does not go bad around Sean Sullivan's cereal.
Oh, that's the best dinner ever sometimes.
Yes, agreed.
Okay, so the recall products, they have a UPC code that you need to look out for. I will tweet that out. It's too long to read to you. But just be mindful of the fact this recall just issued yesterday. So after being informed about the reported illnesses by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention and the Food and Drug Administration, Kellogg immediately launched an investigation with a third-party manufacturer which produces Honey Smacks. So if you're wondering where these Honey Smacks were sold, all across the U.S., okay? Mm. And Costa Rica, in case you're traveling.
Right.
Guatemala, Mexico, the Caribbean, Guam, Tahiti. So.
You know what they're called in Costa Rica?
What's that?
El Honey Smacks.
I thought you were going to say El Honey Smacks. If you have this and you possibly have salmonella, you need to look out for fever, diarrhea, nausea, vomiting, abdominal pain. This is serious, though. This could lead to death, especially for young, frail, or elderly people. And it takes 4 to 7 days sometimes for people to recover from this. So just be mindful of that before you have your breakfast, okay?
Mm-hmm.
This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 1065.
When they launch an investigation into something like that, do they have a serial investigator that they call on that they send out to all the different plants?
Well, when you say serial, you mean C-E-R, not S-E-R. Correct. Right, because they could be, if they did it over and over again, it could be a serial investigator.
You can call 1-800-962-1413 for questions just like that.
All right. I will
fight that temptation to call them after the show because, I mean, maybe in my younger days, decades ago, we would have called them on the radio show.
and described some sort of symptoms.
Exactly right. Yes, you got me. I used to have a whole show in the old rock and roll days. It was based on, I would have called the cereal hotline and told them what my symptoms were.
I mean, no disrespect to the Honey Smacks, but just don't mess with the Frosted Flakes.
Well, the nice thing is, in my life now, where I'm not allowed to have any kind of good sugar cereal, well, I don't let myself have it, there's no fear. Unless the salmonella involves some kind of cereal that looks like stuff I rake up in my yard, then I'm okay, right? Yeah. Unless it's twigs and acorn cereal or whatever I get these days. Yes.
I was thinking something.
No, not that kind of stuff. No, that would be shuffled up, not raked up. 6:57. We'll be right back. We're trying to pull it together. Hour number two, all the way next.